Earlier today, Freddie Couples, the U.S. President's Cup captain, named Jordan Spieth and Webb Simpson as his captain's pick for the 2013 President's Cup. Freddie Couples is joining us right now. Freddie, how are you, my friend?
Johnny Mac, I'm doing good. Are you? Where are you guys? Newport what?
We're at Newport National Golf Club for the Listener's Cup, our own President's Cup-style format, with three teams.
The Listener's Cup. I love it.
There's a bit of drinking going on up here, Freddie. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, Matt, you keep an eye on John. A bit of drinking going on. So, yeah, you're 3 hours later.
He's
saying that, not me.
He's pulling me Freddie.
There's no drinking at the President's Cup.
You know, Freddie, Maddie and I just came back from 10 days in Ireland straight to the Listener's Cup. So we're a little weary at the moment.
Look, make sure you throw me softball questions here then.
Well, I tell you, I looked at your predicament over the last few days, and I did not envy your position in having to make these picks. Obviously, this is about Webb Simpson and Jordan Spieth, but, boy, there's some big names that are not going to be representing the country in the President's Cup.
Yeah, John, I mean, you watch this stuff every week. You go out there, and you do such a great job, and you see it all. I didn't see, except, you know, a few times on TV, and I did play in the Open Championship. I did not get to see Jordan play many holes. But, you know, I asked all the players, and they all really said he deserved to be on the team. Now, that's not to say because of Jordan, a Jim Furyk isn't on the team, but, you know, those are my guys. I was hoping so badly that Stricker and Furyk would make it, because one of them was going to be left off, and I couldn't pick Derek because I felt like Webb deserved it badly, and I think Jordan Spieth is an up-and-comer that's going to be on a ton of teams, and it was a pretty sleepless night, but I feel like Jordan is such a good kid and a young player that everyone liked that I'd give him a shot.
Freddie, when you say you heard from a lot of the players in the team, or you had a chance to speak with a lot of players in the team, about Jordan, did you hear from Phil Mickelson? What did he have to say about young Jordan Spieth?
Well, I can tell you the exact words is, dude, you got to put this guy on the team. And that was after he played with them on Monday, because Phil and I, there are a few players that I rely on besides my assistants, Jay Hawes and Davis Love, but we were talking about him, and at that time, you know, Phil said, yeah, he's a good player. You know, let's just wait and see. You know, we got two more days. This was before, as you know, you guys were there, Boston ended on Monday. So he gets paired with Phil and shoots 62, and that's the phone call I got from Phil.
And obviously Phil is one of several of the voices that you were going to listen to in this regard. How many of the players did you talk to about Jordan before you came to the decision?
Well, I talked to probably I'll say five. And at that time, you know, my other pick was Webb, and I was so worried about Webb that I didn't even bring it up with him. So really, five out of the ten. Those would be the mainstays. Obviously, Jim Furyk was someone I always relied on, and I had to, you know, I certainly couldn't talk to him about Jordan or anything. I just felt so bad about it. But every player to a T said he plays so well and he makes so many birdies, and I just felt like that was such a huge thing in the President's Cup. As you know, John, you know, it's, you can make mistakes in match play, but I've been told this guy hits quality shots at any given time and he's a great putter, and I can't wait to watch him play. I'm an old school guy. You know, 2 years ago I picked Tiger way in advance because I didn't want to waste anyone's time, and I wanted, you know, to let Tiger know he was going to be on the team, and I wanted everyone else to know. In this particular time, you know, my options were really Steve Stricker, Furyk, Dustin Johnson, and then Jordan Spieth was kind of a guy I wasn't really looking at 4 months ago, and that all changed, you know, with his play. He's played well every week.
Freddie, you said it was a sleepless night. How difficult was it? Did you get a chance to speak with Jim Furyk, and how difficult was that?
Well, no, I didn't, actually. I sent him a text And flat out said, Jim, you know, I'm really not handling this very well. But at the same time, I text Jim Furyk 50 times this year and tried to get him pumped up several times. And it's not like I don't speak to him, but at this particular time, I just couldn't do it because I knew I wasn't picking him. So I texted him, and he's the true professional, came back and said, I understand. You know, get me when you can, and I'm rooting for the team, and, I understand. So it wasn't a way out. It's just that my mind wasn't really working, and I just didn't really have the guts to call him and tell him because I was pulling so hard for him personally for about a month.
How tough is it with your relationship with all the players? I mean, maybe Jordan Spieth notwithstanding because you don't know him that well yet, but you've become friends with just about all the players on the team and the players who didn't make the team. How much tougher does that make it?
Well, not oddly enough, but one of my favorite guys is Keegan Bradley. And we chit-chat all the time, and I very rarely see him, but I have a lot of respect for his game. It has nothing to do with me leaving him off a team 2 years ago. It has more with how quality of a player I think he is and what I see. And, you know, he's the one who told me, you know, take Jordan. I know you didn't pick me 2 years ago, but Jordan deserves to be on the team. And he actually said, you know, it was a great thing for me not to be on the team. And I kind of laughed at that. But by being an assistant captain for Davis last year at the Ryder Cup, you know, I got to know all these guys a little more, the Webb Simpson, the Brent Snedekers, the Kuchers, and these are all guys that come January 1st this year, you know, I wrote down who I want on the team, and 9 out of 10 guys are on the team. So it's a blessing for me. And, you know, obviously Steve Stricker is my all-time favorite. And for what he did at Boston, you know, he really gave me another pick. So that by him making the team was a big boost for really Jordan Spieth, and that's kind of how these team things work.
Well, I think we have you to thank for keeping Steve Stricker out of the semi-retirement that he's been proclaiming throughout the course of the year, because he wanted to make your team badly.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, John, and it is true. About 3 weeks ago, you know, I talked to him. And I said, you know, I call him Strick. I said, Steve, do you want to be on this team? And he said, you know, at the beginning of the year, I just wanted to play my schedule, and I really wasn't worried about it, but yes, I want to be on your team. And I said, well, you know, what are we going to do that? And he said, well, I'm actually going to play a couple more tournaments that I wasn't going to play in. Huh. And I said, great. And those were the playoffs. I don't think he was even going to play the playoffs. And I said, well, you know, Strick, you got to play the playoffs. But I flat said, don't worry. If you hang in there and play, and, you know, you're doing your other things, I'm going to pick you. And he says, I don't want to be picked. I want to make your team. And lo and behold, you know, at Boston, he goes out and darn near wins and passes, you know, not only Zach, but Webb. So I ended up picking Webb because of that.
Talk about your counterpart, the international captain, Nick Price, who I know you've known for years and years and years, and how different it is with him as the international captain as opposed to the others you faced.
Yeah, well, I think you know, whatever I say is not anything for or against Greg Norman, but I think Nick Price has done a phenomenal job because I'm out on the senior tour and I talk to him all the time, whereas I didn't see much of Greg, mm-hmm. and I knew Greg did a phenomenal job, and I didn't do a better job than Greg. That's not why we won the last two times. But Nick is really into this. He's met with his players. He's had a tough night last night too. But up and before that, you know, he's had dinner with his team at a few events. I know most of my guys, though. I have not done that, and they've been on so many teams. And that's the hardest thing for, you know, the international guys is that we play Ryder Cup and President's Cup. So, you know, I got guys who have been on 15 teams. You know, they're 37 years old. Tiger Woods has been on 15 teams probably. Phil Mickelson, Steve Stricker. So I got guys that know exactly what's going on. And the international team, you know, it's just a little bit harder. Some of them don't speak the same language that his team does. It's just a different thing. And, you know, I know that, you know that, and I think most people, you know, think it's just strictly golf. But, you know, to play a Japanese player with who doesn't speak English with an Australian is not the easiest thing to do. And, you know, I'm going to put my picks together from the last President's Cup team and the last Ryder Cup team. So my job's cake.
Along those lines, Freddie, now that you have the team fully assembled with your picks along with those that have qualified, if you could comment overall on the United States team that will be going into the President's Cup.
Yeah, great question. You know, the craziest thing is that going into this, you know, every time I would get texts while I was playing or from a friend on how our guys were doing, you know, they were all playing really, really well. Now, you know, there might be a guy, Bill Haas missed the cut last week, but, you know, 8 of the next 10 guys were well on the leaderboard, playing very good golf. So makes my job easier. As far as, you know, another month from now, trying to pair these guys up, you know, you've got the Matt Kuchers and the Snedekers, and you have Tiger, who may play with Stricker again, or he may play with Duffner, he may play with, you know, Bill Haas or any of those guys. So they all match up well because they know each other well. And the number one thing I like to do is, you know, I like to point, ask them. And a lot of guys want to play with Jordan Spieth. That's the truth. I mean, a lot of guys want to play with Keegan Bradley. A lot of guys want to play with Phil. So it's kind of this easy mix and match. But, you know, Jordan Spieth is a very powerful player. And I can pair him with five guys tomorrow, and it'll be an easy thing. And that's probably, you know, the best thing about my job is these guys will tell me. They're not bashful. They'll tell me who they want to play with, and oddly enough, they'll tell me who they don't. And that's basically, you know, between me and the assistant captains. And you know, you might get Jason Duffner, who might not feel comfortable with Brant Snedeker. I need to know that. And those guys, you know, will tell me, and it'll all be an easy pairing system.
Tell us what the next couple of weeks are like for you now. Will you go to Chicago or Atlanta, or will you lay low, maybe even play a little bit between now and then?
Johnny, I'm going to play. Actually, we're all the assistants but Mariama and captains are playing the first tee up in Pebble. So
nice.
Nick got Tony Johnstone a spot, so he's coming over, who I saw at the Senior British, and Jay and I, well, Davis won't be. He's not quite 50 yet, but we're all going to fly back from Pebble together and have a few laughs, and then I might go to Chicago for a day, but, you know, most of the guys, there's no real reason. I mean, Jordan Spieth, I don't know at all, but the rest of them I know for years, and, you know, I like staying out of their way. You know, John, you do interviews. You know guys that you can run right up to, and you know other guys you got to go slowly with. I'm no different. You know, I got guys that they know how to play golf. When they go to a golf tournament, you know, they don't need to be told how long to practice or the greens are going to be hard or soft. They have great caddies. They're all well-prepared, and I love staying out of their way. And I think that's one thing that works in their favor, is that, you know, I'm not going to be out there telling them we really need, you know, we need this match battle. They all know that. I just like to watch. I'm a huge golf fan. I've always said my favorite players are guys on my team, but as you know, you have to love to watch Adam Scott play. And then my new favorite is Jason Day. I think Jason Day has so much talent. He's such a great kid that he's just fun to watch.
Freddie, thank you so much for the efforts that you've put forth for the United States President's Cup team. We're all excited about the team that you have assembled here in 2013, and you'll be bringing to Muirfield Village. We do wish you the very, very best.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys, and have fun up there.
Thank you, Freddie.
Okay, Johnny. Thanks.